Football World Cup kicks off in Moscow on June the 14th, 2018. And over the coming days, teams from across the globe will be taking part in qualifiers for the Football Fest in Russia. Back in 2014 in Brazil, Germany won the World Cup for the fourth time after defeating Argentina 1-0. The Germans are looking good to get to Russia. Joachim Löw's men have won their four games in Group C, and on Sunday night, they take on Azerbaijan in Baku. They'll be expecting to make it 5 out of 5. And from that position, it would be a huge shock if the Germans don't reach the competition. But before that game in Baku, the Germans hosted England in Dortmund. It finished 1-0 to Germany on Wednesday night. Despite the defeat, the England boss Gareth Southgate said he was impressed with how his players coped with the new 3-5-2 formation.
I'm not somebody that's over-positive about things if you've been defeated, but I have to be really pleased with the way the players have played individually and in terms of the tactical system and the way that that worked. Their ability to adapt quickly to that I thought was excellent. Up until the goal, I thought we were really the better side. Germany then had a little spell where they controlled and obviously we put some of our younger players on, and that was a good learning experience for them. But yeah, I'm very pleased with what we learned, the manner of the performance, and the one bit we missed was the finish. You know, we should have had the game won, really.
46-year-old Southgate was appointed boss of the senior squad last November after a few years in charge of the under-21s, where he developed tactically savvy teams. His manner certainly suggests a more cerebral approach. The senior team, he says, will be built around the focused energies of players such as Tottenham Hotspur's Dele Alli, Liverpool's Adam Lallana and Manchester United's Jesse Lingard.
Dele and Adam and Jesse as well, they're fantastic at finding space between that line between midfield and defence for the opposition. But they're also brilliant at sensing the right moments to press and win the ball. And so I think in the past, creative players haven't always had the work ethic. You know, they cover a phenomenal amount of distance and it allows you to get pressure on the opposition. So it's not as if we're carrying those creative players when we don't have the ball. They put as much work in as everybody else. So I think it's very exciting for what we can do moving forward.
So Gareth, will it be a 3-5-2?
Well, I think it's a great option for us to have. You know, we played 4-2-3-1 in our last few games and I think it's specific system for specific games and opposition, but important that we have the adaptability to do that. I decided 6 weeks ago that's what we were going to do once I'd studied all the videos of the way Germany played and I'd watched them a lot last summer live. So I was clear what we wanted to do, but I think we've got to look at individual opponents because we can also play with out-and-out wingers. We can play with a different setup at the back. So I wouldn't say that's the way we're going to do for every game.
England's quest to reach Russia continues on Sunday afternoon in London when they entertain Lithuania. Southgate's men are top of Group F with 10 points from 4 of their 10 games. England went down last Wednesday night to a Lukas Podolski wonder goal. It was a left-foot thunderbolt from 25 metres that screamed past the England keeper Joe Hart. It was a fitting farewell to international football for the 31-year-old. Germany boss Joachim Löw.
If you could wish for something from this evening, it would be what actually happened. Special players having a special farewell, just like tonight. That Lukas scores the winning goal in his last game for Germany, and such an inimitable goal. I think we can all be very pleased with that.
This Tor, denke mal, können wir uns alle drüber sehr freuen.
You're the top. You're the Colosseum, you're the tap, you're the Louvre Museum.
Well, to use modern football parlance, it was a top, top, top strike from a top, top, top striker. His 49th goal in his 130th appearance for his country. Southgate was quick to pay tribute to Podolski's feats during 12 years in the national team.
You're the Tower of Pisa.
you know, it's an outstanding achievement to have the number of caps and the number of goals that he has. So, wonderful night for him. Normally, fairy tales don't happen in football, but the goal is an incredible strike. So, you know, I'm sure we'll look back and see where it might have been closed down and everything else. But from Joe Hart's point of view, pretty unstoppable. So, he'll enjoy his night. We're pleased for him. And we've got enough positives to take from the game moving forward. So that for us, the purpose was served.
Southgate's ultimate purpose is to prize England out of its slough of despond. England have underachieved as a footballing nation, while Germany have become a leading light on the world stage. Since England beat Germany in 1966 to lift the World Cup, they haven't won an international tournament. Germany have collected 3 world crowns and 3 European championships. Time to look and learn, says Southgate.
I think it was important for the players to have an understanding what drives me, the type of standards that I think we have to set, what's possible, but also the reality of where we are, not just this group of players, but as a country over the last few years. And so we have to change the way we do things. We have to change the way we think. We have to change the way we work, because we've not had the success that our opponents have had over such a consistent period of time. So in that respect, they're a great model for us to look at. We're not looking to copy anybody, but you know, you've got to respect the way that they have continually reached semi-finals, finals, won things, and that's the mentality we've got to have.
While Germany's national team are the reigning world champions, it's the Spaniards who appear to have a monopoly on the UEFA Champions League. Since 2000, a Spanish side has won the trophy 8 times. 3 teams from England, Liverpool, Manchester United and Chelsea, have lifted the crown, while Bayern Munich have claimed it on 2 occasions. In the quarter-final draw made last week, Bayern will take on the holders Real Madrid. In other games, Barcelona will face Juventus, while Borussia Dortmund will take on Monaco. The unlikely English champions Leicester City will play last year's beaten finalists Atletico Madrid. The draw for those games took place just a few days before a meeting in Portugal of European football's governing body UEFA. At the get-together, the UEFA president Alexander Seferin vowed to reform the transfer system in order to stop the best players going to the richest clubs. A UEFA report earlier this year said Europe's top 15 clubs had seen their financial turnover increase 148% over 6 years, while for the other 700 clubs, the rise had been 17%. That's some difference, and while Seferin's idea is wonderfully egalitarian, could it work? Simon Chadwick's Professor of Sports Enterprise at Salford University in England.
My feeling right now is that players will go to the club that pays the most. And we've seen that with China. A lot of people are asking, why would players go to China? Well, if you're going to be paid £600,000 a week, why would you play for Stoke City? Why would you play for Saint-Étienne if you're only going to be earning £50,000 or £60,000 a week? So I think it's an unfortunate reality that no matter how much people will protest that it's not all about the money, in reality, a player's career is relatively short. It can be terminated, truncated at any time by, for example, injury or not having their contract renewed. And so there's a harvesting mentality in football. So inevitably, it will be about the money. I think what's particularly significant, and you'll probably know this as well as anyone, is in England, following Brexit and obviously the fall in the value of the pound, is people's salaries in English football suddenly got a whole lot lower. And so one of the things now that people are very mindful of, and when I say people, I'm talking about the players, one of the things that players are very mindful of is the impact of the fall in the pound upon their contracts, the value of their contracts. So I think all of these things together, yes, there are other things that motivate players, and being associated with a particular manager or a club that has history or a project that potentially will be successful in the future, all of these things can be important, but nothing talks like money.
That's probably why so many people would just love it, if unheralded Leicester City won the Champions League. Well, that's it from Sports Insight. My thanks to Nicolas Doro for studio production. From me, Paul Myers, ciao.
It's a rich man.